So here's the problem. It's really difficult right now to deal with all of the things we have to deal with. There's COVID. There's this completely unhealthy political environment that we're in. There's the industry where we don't know when things are going to get back, if they are going to get back. What do we do with our time now? And as creative people, I have found that actors need to have some kind of direction, some kind of structure to help them during the day, maybe over the week or over the month. So today we're going to be talking about time management, but not time management like corporate structured time management. We're going to be talking about time management for creative people like you. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome. I don't know. That just kind of didn't sound really truthful. I'm going to start that again. Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I'm really happy to have you join us on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast, where we're going to talk about the best ways to structure yourself for the world we're currently living in. And this is going to work not only for now in the strange world we're living in, but far into the future. Even though I'm calling it time management for actors, I didn't want to make it sound stuffy and, you know, corporate. But I did want to address healthy ways that you can look at today, next week, and the future with a really healthy outlook and an eye towards structure. Finding ways that you can structure your world so that you can feel much more accomplished, much less like you know, swimming in Jell-O. That you can do yourself a huge favor by taking some of these suggestions that I think are going to be helpful today. And by the way, I would love for you to stay for that bonus suggestion I'm going to be making at the end of this podcast video. So I'm actually filming myself doing the podcast. So if you're interested, I'd love to have you go to the YouTube channel called Casting Actors Cast, and you'll find over 75 YouTube episodes of me chatting and doing these podcasts sort of live, so to speak. Also, I'd love for you to check out the website called castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. There you're going to find a little more information. You're going to find some really helpful tools, I think, based on other podcasts. But here's the thing I want you to check out. If you go to the website, Casting Actors Cast, there's a form right near the landing page called Dive into the Talent Pool. Simply give me your name and your email address. By the way, I don't do anything with it. And what will happen is it'll open up another menu, and that is the opportunity for you to download a free, 100% free book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a 100-page PDF about doing voiceover work. I wrote this book a handful of years ago, and I think it's going to continue to be very, very useful because it has really good copy, exercise, ways that you can figure out if doing voiceover work professionally is for you. So I encourage you to check it out. This is a great time to find out more about opportunities that you might not have spent much time thinking about. Or, you know, if this is something that you've been thinking about, this is the free book that's going to help you make that decision, I think. Please check that out. Also, of course, I want to say thank you so much to my friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection is holding all kinds of classes, workshops, seminars, There's this cool thing called Free at Three series where you can jump on and get questions answered from casting directors, from agents, managers, producers, playwrights, all kinds of really, really cool people. But they also provide classes at Actors Connection. They're doing an entire online series of classes now that are very, very exciting. This is a place where you can actually learn from professionals currently working in the industry. That's at Actors Connection. And my own little plug is that I'm excited to be teaching two classes right now for Actors Connection coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I encourage you to go to actorsconnection.com because it would be great to have you in class. It'd be great for me to be able to work with you. And you can also have the opportunity to show me what you can do as we grow this amazing community of talented folks here at the podcast and the patio, the podcast video. And they're very nice because they also promote my podcast on their email blasts. So it's just kind of a really nice arrangement that we have. And it's really fun getting the word out. And I continue to get so excited about the downloads of this podcast continue to grow exponentially. It's unbelievable that over 32,000 people have been listening to Casting Actors Cast. And so you have my sincere, deep thanks. But let's jump into the subject now, because I think that there's some really cool information that I'm excited to be able to share with you, because I know firsthand as an actor for 20 years how challenging it can become to have a structured life as an actor. Now, when I say structured life, that's already kind of a tip-off as to my previous approach when I was acting. I tried to structure my day, but you know what? The life of a creative person can't be structured the way in which I wanted to structure it. In other words, I said, okay, on Wednesday, I'm going to do my laundry. And guess what? I'd get an audition on Wednesday. So when do I do the laundry? So now that whole planning thing went out the window. So in many respects, it's really challenging for a creative person to impose some kind of structure in their day, in their week, in their month, only because it has to be malleable. It has to be able to be changed at a moment's notice. And that can get very, very frustrating. So frustrating, I think, sometimes, that it becomes debilitating. And that's what I really want to address today. So I came up with some concepts, some ideas, some best ways in which you can approach creating an environment, a system around yourself so that you can address your needs as a creative person without feeling like you're a failure because you can't accomplish all the things on your checklist, right? And I remember talking about this in a previous podcast, but my mother taught me. She said, okay, so make a list. So I'm kind of been one of those consummate list makers. So the first thing I would always write on my list was 1, make list. And then I could check it off. So at least I accomplished something on my list. So that was kind of a positive thing to do. But you know what? Over time, as I made my lists as an actor, I found it increasingly difficult to stay with it. Because not only would one thing get checked off on the list, but then there would be 3 other things coming into play. And so it became a real challenge to incorporate those additional things into that list. So it was this ongoing, ever-evolving task-oriented challenges, as far as I was concerned. So I wanted to share with you some new thoughts about that, some ways in which you can look at your day, your week, your month, and figure out, are there things that you can do that can feel fulfilling, that can be forward moving and forward thinking without that frustration? And so I came up with some really interesting ideas. So the first thing you have to decide is, of course, whether you're going to talk about your day, your week, your month, your year. Because, you know, if you're like me, you have that New Year's resolution on January 1st, and then by this third week in January, you've forgotten everything about that resolution you made just 3 weeks before. So if you start your list and decide I'm going to work, and for the sake of today's podcast, let's just keep it to this. We're going to design a week for you, a week of things that become difficult to accomplish, because that's only setting yourself up. So the first thing to do for your week is input during the week those things that are absolutely essential. Like, if you have a side hustle, if you have a money-making gig, and that's a job that you have to deal with, and it's over a week, you're working 4 or 5 days, so that goes into your weekly schedule, obviously. That's really, really important. Just like your kids, if you have children, if you're trying to get your kids to school, or you're doing some home teaching, or, you know, whatever it is, take those things that cannot be shifted, that can't be changed, you want to put that as the first thing on your week of tasks. Again, we're not going to try to call them tasks like I just did. We're going to try them and call them elements. Many elements make up your week. So those elements that you have to use, you put on first. The second thing is that you create, and my suggestion is to create themes that will help you on every day of that week. Here's what I mean by that. So these themes have a general heading that can encompass a lot of individual tasks. Make sense? Here's an example. You might have a period of time, let's call it one of those days of the week, you're going to call it your research day. Now that's the day that you're going to do your research. Now, understand that that's general enough that you can kind of decide what goes under that umbrella heading. But some examples might be, well, this is the day I'm going to read a couple of scripts. This is the day where I'm going to do some investigating into how to make better self-tapes. This is the day that I'm going to go to playbill.com and check out their archives of musicals that they've recorded on Broadway. You know, they actually do that. So go to playbill.com and check that out. Research is for your creative self to decide that this is the day where I'm going to do some of those things that will go into that research category. Again, you're keeping it general enough so that you can put a lot of different things into that day, but it's not structured as, you know, today I'm going to read a script, today I'm going to watch a movie, today I'm going to... You can decide that because you have Monday is your research day, that's what the focus is going to be. Here's the beauty of that. If other things come into your head during the course of the week, you might say to yourself, you know what, that would be a great thing to do on my research day. So instead of imposing the structure, you are now giving yourself a nice little filing cabinet, a nice little drawer space, if you will, of each of those particular elements that you're working on. We'll call those modules. So module one might be a research day. Module two, you might call a creative day. This is the day where I'm going to be, maybe rehearsing my monologues. Maybe this is the day where I'm going to be working on my self-tapes that are going to be coming up and due fairly soon. So the creative day is where you spend time really enjoying your creative process. Now, again, a lot of elements can go into that creative module, but Tuesday would be a great creative day. So think about how you're now focusing in sort of general terms, but yet you've got very specific elements within those general terms. The third, I would consider a module and calling it industry. Now that's different than Monday's research day, because on Wednesday, as you do your industry day, this is making contact with those people in the industry that you've already worked with. Maybe this is the day that you address your social media. You're putting the word out about what's happening with you, what's going on. Maybe this is the day, because it's industry related, that you want to kind of freshen up your website, for example. So industry day are all of those things that you can do to help your business, because you are the CEO of your own company. having a day of industry can really be a motivating, positive adventure rather than a debilitating, oh my God, I've got this stuff I got to do and I don't feel like it. Does that sound familiar? That certainly sounded really familiar to me just then. Here's another one. A great module day might be an organized day. This is the day I'm going to be organized. That is, you're going to do everything from cleaning up your desktop computer or the desktop on your computer. This is the day where you're going to clean your workspace. Maybe this is the day where you're going to set up a better system for your files. Maybe this is the day where you're going to do some basic bookkeeping, keeping track of all of those things that you're spending money on. Maybe this is the day where you balance your checkbook. Anything that you can do that fits under that module called Organize is really, I think, a useful tool for you to check out. The fifth module that I think is really important and should be part of your week. So this is module number 5, I would call diversion. I think having a diversion is really, really important to do on a regular basis. Now that can be anything from going to have a picnic out in the park to maybe you're going to go to the museum just for the fun of it. Maybe you're going to take a hike. Maybe you're going to connect with loved ones, family, friends. Those are really healthy, positive things that you can do, but it's also healthy and positive for a more important reason, and that is you cannot spend all of your time as a creative person just doing these business-oriented, structured tasks. You have to find a way to step back, take a breath, take a look at what's around you, being very aware and very present by doing something unique, that doing something that is rewarding, that is just simply fun for its own sake. So those are some really great modules for you to think about, but you can kind of decide where they go. You can make that decision. But here's the other thing. You need to make your modules malleable. By malleable, I mean you have to make that not like a permanent thing, that every Monday I'm going to have to do my research or whatever. It's better to have the research Monday be part of the theme day, but always being aware that you might be able to shift that should the need arise. You might be able to push that day off into another day because of some situation or circumstance. You see, as you design these things, if you don't entrench them in a rigid structure, then you're going to find it a little more freeing and a much, much more positive world to be living in, I promise you. But I do believe very strongly that as creative people, we do need structure. We do need to surround ourselves with a kind of a foundational approach to our day-to-day. And that's why I think having these modules is really useful. So I would have you think about these modules as themes rather than a checklist. So think in terms of themes and don't think of it as a checklist. Now, there are some other things I would love for you to consider. You must commit to a concrete period of time in order to see if this works for you. It's not a one and done kind of deal. Do make yourself a commitment and make it a concerted effort to try this. And I don't think you're going to find it to be challenging or disappointing, especially if you give it some time. The old phrase about giving time really applies here. I also think it's important that you track your progress by taking your own temperature. And I don't mean literally. I do mean emotionally, physically, your overall outlook. Are you seeing results from taking on this time management concept for actors? And if you are finding results, if you are feeling better, if things are looking better for you, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can go to castingactorscast@gmail.com, all one word, and please let me know, because I would love to hear you trying this out and that you have something positive to report back doing it. Now, here's the bonus tip. Something that has saved me forever during the course of my time as an actor and now as a casting director. I always try to remember the acronym HALT, H-A-L-T. And whenever I'm finding myself stressed out, whenever I find myself getting angry, whenever I find I'm just not myself, I stop and I ask myself, HALT. Are you hungry? If you're hungry, eat something. Are you angry? If you're angry, you need to take a deep breath and step back. Are you lonely? You know, loneliness is one of those things that we can find ourselves in a room full of people and feeling completely alone at the same time. So checking yourself out about loneliness can be really, really helpful. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to another human being and make a connection. And then the last one, are you tired? Are you getting enough rest? So HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Check out the rest of the podcast. There's a whole bunch of them on this kind of subject. I really appreciate you tuning in to Casting Actors Cast today. I'd love to know what you thought. Please drop me a line. Have a great day. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.